Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us here at Become the Source, here with our Mem Joggers, your daily, weekly, your more like your daily thought that can help you through the day, and your weekly concept. But you know what? I am not even going to try to explain that. I'm going to let L1 explain that because she is really good at it, and I am just too much into systems and stuff like that. Good morning, L1. How you doing?
Doing very good. And hello, everybody. This is L1 from BTS. And yes, welcome to another Mem Jogger. Now, for those of you just tuning in, have never heard of a Mem Jogger before, this is basically our quick answers to the questions and comments that have been left by our viewers and our readers and, you know, in the email. Now, today's topic is money really the root of all evil? I mean, you know, when people begin to accumulate money or they become more abundant in wealth, they do come across opposition that money will cause increased selfishness, it'll cause corruption, and the likelihood of evil. I mean, after all, just look at all those stories about the corrupt rich people, right? I mean, what about all the heroes that live so poorly, like Gandhi and Mother Teresa? I mean, isn't money the root of all evil? Well, we're here to answer that question and hopefully put a stop to the debate once and for all. But before I get into that, because we got some really cool perspectives, want to introduce Luna 9 and how you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing super great, you guys. So happy to be here with another Mem Jogger for today. So really quick before we get started, today's show is self-sponsored by shop.com. So you can convert your spending into earning, and you know, you can get cash back for it, and you can help others do the same. So that's pretty awesome. So aside from that, we also have shopping. So if you like to shop like I like to shop, or like L1 likes to shop, you can actually go to shopping.becomethesource.com. And that's where you can, you know, buy all the items that you like, you know, shoes, vitamins, makeup, skincare, things for your car, you know, you name it. And you can get cash back for that as well. So also, you can go to cashback.becomethesource.com and you can actually learn about how the shopping annuity works. So that's cool. Aside from that, a big thank you to NovismSynergy.com. You know, they help you how to self-sponsor so you can do things just like us. So, with no further ado, here is the Novi.
And there is no further ado because the dew is on a tree. That's what I heard.
I thought it was on leaves.
Is it?
And grass.
It's all over my car, man. It's all over my car. Anyway, my favorite product, I am going to mention this because I love it, you guys. And if you are in the esoteric community or even a jogger or a runner or someone who has a little bit of allergies, you know, this is a miracle product. I want you to look it up when you go to shop.com, or you can even contact us. We'll talk to you about this product. But it has pycnogel in it, and pycnogel just cleans up the blood cholesterol and makes it so much better to live and breathe.
And it's so tasty, you guys. So tasty.
Luna, you like the Bliss, don't you? It kind of relaxes
do.
You, keeps you easy going.
I do like the Bliss. And it's really handy. It's pretty much like an anti-stress formula. It actually...
It's all natural?
It is all natural. It's a nutraceutical, not a pharmaceutical. So no crazy chemicals in there, you guys. No worries. But yeah, it like helps you stabilize your mood and helps you, you know, with your stress and adapt to the stress that's going on. So it's pretty amazing stuff. I mean, I just pop two of these babies before I go to work and I don't have to worry about a thing.
And what's your big one over there, L1? I know you like it.
I get stuck with the digestive enzymes for you.
IBS.
For you poor entities.
I know can eat well.
No, poor entities who have may have the occasional upset tummy and bad digestion. This could help, you know, fix some of that. So here
and
you go.
And it tastes good.
Oh, I think it's one of the, on a taste scale, it's one of the tastiest.
That's actually L1's favorite.
Yeah. the flavor is good, so. Anyway.
So today's topic, L, where are we in this mess? Music, well, please. A great question. Huh? Is money the root to all evil? Is there really evil? I mean,
if we want to approach this, let's take a different approach to what exactly money is. I think there's been so much misconceptions and so much connotation attached to money, so much associations and belief systems, whether you're religious or secular, there's so many, I think, misconceptions around money. And I think, first of all, money is a currency. It's a type of movement. And technically speaking, the mathematical definition of something that helps you move is technically a type of empowerment. I mean, if you want to look at it that way. But, you know, I think that mismanagement of money is mismanagement of life, but management of money is management of life. So I would think that almost that right there should almost answer the question of whether money is the root to all evil. It's just a matter of how it's managed. But what do you guys think?
Luna, what do you think of there?
You know, I think Elwin has a really good point. And I think one of our really good Ascended Master friends, Ramtha, said something about money. You know, people ask, they're like, I want money. Money. I want money. And they're like, well, you had money. You know, they're like, I want it again. I just want to spend it. And it's like, well, you have to create the experience. So the reason why I'm bringing that up is, just like L1 said, it's also, you know, the mentality that you have. It's not just the fact that you have money and money being the root of all evil, because money really is just a tool and a catalyst to help you achieve that happiness and that prosperity that you want out of your life so you can make a very fruitful outcome for yourself. So it's not the money that's the root of all evil. It's the intention and the thought patterns that you have along with it and the associations that create as you continue to have money and, you know, get all these lavish things. I think it's how you turn out and what you become that really is kind of like the root of evil. I don't think money is the problem here.
So would you say, like the egoic system, it's a tool that you're supposed to be using efficiently, but if you mismanage it, it's not the money that's evil, it's just that you mismanage the tool.
Exactly that.
That makes sense.
Okay, so I got this wonderful thing to say here, okay? I want to talk. Can I talk? I am talking. Oh, my God. I am a governor. Hello, mommy. How you doing? Listen, I am doing good. See, esoterically, there seems to be a conflict. The conflict is that in the esoteric world, you can have whatever you want. But when you have it, are you attached to it or not? So if you're attached to money, I could see where the actual attachment to money, whether it's because of lack, you know, all your life you grew up kind of lacking something like that. And, you know, what do you call it? You have fear that, you know, you're going to be on the corner holding up one of those signs. We'll work for OPC. what do you call it? So there's some issues there, you know, because if you are attached to money, I think it's esoterically and spiritually, you're going to go down a downward spiral. But on the flip side, and you guys can join in. On the flip side, there is also the act of having abundance and having whatever you want, which you can have as long as you're not attached to it.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with you on that.
I think that's the downward spiral that people say that's the root to all evil. Yeah. But as the sign says, the want of money is the root to all evil, not the having of it.
Well, want implies lack.
Right. So when you have it, I think you help each other out a lot more than you would if, you know, you don't have it and stuff like that. That's my off-world point of view on that.
Is that your story and you're sticking to it?
That's my mama's story and she's sticking to it.
Okay.
So are we cool on that?
I think that's pretty covered on
that. Is that a good concept? Yeah. All right. So Luna 9, give me bullet points real quick. 3 bullet points on is money the root to all evil and what causes it? Just 3 bullet points.
Is money the root of all evil? No, I don't think it is. Why do I think that? I think it's really based on the intention that you have with things. Yes, I am repetitive with the word intention because it is very vital to your everyday experience that creates your reality. So, you know, create your reality by focusing on something that is more open, not something that is based on guilt, not something that's based on greed. You know, open up your mind to something a little bit more positive. And I promise that you can have all the money in the world and not feel so bad on the inside.
L1, what are your 3 bullet points?
Okay, I'm just going to sound like a broken record again, but remember, money is a tool, it is a currency, it's a form of movement. Therefore, it's all about how you manage the money, not just the money itself. If you mismanage the money, then you create the lack and the struggle. And even then, that's not evil. Throw the judgment out. So if you can manage your money, not only can you manage your life better, but you can also even help others manage their money.
And I would say that I think you need to be a little bit more honest with yourself. For example, you need money today, and don't say it's a bad thing because you're not out hunting wolf in a forest that's unknown to you, okay? You're not doing that. You're actually able to have a currency that you can use just about anywhere, so stop it. And going to work is not so bad because otherwise you'd be lazy sitting at home doing absolutely nothing but watching reruns of Become the Source. So the idea is that you need to really fess up and say money is important. It is our currency, and that's what we use.
at the 3D construct level on how we associate things and move back and forth. However, the idea of lack of money, I think, is what really causes us to go down a downward spiral and also not admitting that we need it. So if you, like we, Dynexum has a business opportunity for you that shows you how to do shopping annuity. Shop.com has the ability, or shopping.becomesource.com if you want to sponsor with us, has the ability to give you cash back. So there's money everywhere. It's just that I think you guys are a little bit afraid of it because you grew up during a time that was right after the Industrial Revolution where those that didn't have money were really disempowered and stuff like that. But times are changing in a lot of places. And I think if you accept it and look at it as a currency and then, you know, don't hoard it, don't be afraid of it, take it, use it, and help others with it, I think you'll see the abundance in everything. And I think that's where you won't be attached to, you know, the downward spiral.
What Novi said, you know, stop making yourself the victim, you know. Stop stopping yourself from having that awesome life. Don't keep yourself stagnated. You can do this.
Okay, man. Don't forget, guys and girls, boys and girls, that you could also go to our wonderful Facebook. And can somebody bring that up for me, please? Thank you very much. There you go, Facebook.becomesource.com. Go ahead and subscribe. You can go to YouTube, get all the videos over there. And you can also subscribe. I hear your comments. These come from you people. And if you are, you know, on the jog or on the run, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. And when we're live, we'll tell you because we'll say it online. You can meet us there. Otherwise, hey, till next time. And don't forget to become the source. Goodbye. You guys are so quiet.
Bye.
So quiet.